Hey guys, this is Kurt Salquist coming from you at Core Fit Inc. for the Fit Life Podcast, episode number one. With this podcast, we aim to provide guidance through the fitness and nutrition world when it comes to all the conflicting information. I meet and work with so many people that have almost, they're stuck in their tracks because they don't know which route to go because they hear you should do this diet or that diet, and we want to help clarify all that information for you so you know what you're doing is ultimately going to help you lead you to your goals. We're also going to have podcasts like today. We'll have special guest Emily here doing our inspiration podcast. A big part of what's been a success for our gym, our community here in Spokane, Washington at Core Fit Inc. is the inspirational stories that we all are a part of from our members and our clients that are here. So when you see that happen or you hear those stories and you hear how they get through those triumphs, it gives you that concept or that plants that seed that, hey, I can do this too. So a couple quick things before we start with this podcast. I just want to let everybody know, it's the holidays coming up. We have a new program that we're going to be launching that is just expanding something we already do here, which is our boxing classes, boxing conditioning classes. And we've had lots of requests for them and they get extremely popular around the holidays, go figure. So we're doing a boxing for the holidays series. We're adding more classes in. So message us if you have questions or you want to get in one of those series for the extra boxing classes. We're also coming up on our 10-year anniversary, Core Fit, 10 years of growing what has become this awesome community. And of course, with that, you know, we want to offer some crazy deals, unlike anything we've ever put out there before, to help just make it that much easier for somebody who's been thinking about this show, going on this journey, getting in there, becoming healthy, and doing the things that we end up inevitably kind of going to, these events, these tests, these climbing mountains, doing Spartan races, doing Ironman, whatever that might be for you that's going to get you excited, we want to help you get there. So again, message us and we can fill you in on what we have to offer. So let's get to it. Today we have special guest, Emily Stump. She came to us back in September and started with an internship from Eastern Washington. Emily, can you tell us a little bit about kind of what brought you to Core Fit?
So one of my best friends did an internship here and she told me how great it was. And then she's like, yeah, it's kind of like CrossFit. I'm like, oh, okay, so CrossFit. I've never done it before. I've always been intimidated by it. And so I was like, well, that's going to be like all these buff people. Like, I'm not going to fit in there at all. She's like, no, they're great. You're going to love it. So that's when I reached out to you. Walked in the gym for the first time and I was pretty scared, like there's nobody in here, but still it was like just nerve-wracking. What am I getting myself into? So then came in here in September, mid-September is when I started, and I was blown away. So again, never doing CrossFit, never doing half of these movements. Like, I played sports in high school and that was my workout, that was my structure. But the community, the support between the coaches and the members, I mean, everybody is here for you. I mean, yesterday's WOD even, working through it and everybody cheering you on and pushing you through it and getting you to the very end. It's just been an amazing experience, to be a part of Core Fit and to get to experience this and see myself grow and see the changes that I'm making and how it's like I can now help other people make those changes and spot some of these things that maybe need corrected. But that's kind of my Core Fit short story so far.
Yeah, and I like how that story started because, again, that's another really common misconception or just this idea when people visualize a gym, right, and walking in the gym that everybody there is going to be this buff person and they're already super fit, right? So what happened, do you think, like, what did you see or how did you feel when you kind of got into the classes and started seeing the people and working out with them?
That there's just a wide variety. There's a huge range, you know. There, I mean, yeah, we have some people that are so fit and so athletic and powerful and strong, but then we also have some people that really are starting from the bottom as well, and that's where I started. And so it's nice to have that fluctuation and that variation and to see that. It's really encouraging, really. But then even then on the other hand of it, you know, the people that are super strong, super powerful, like, they sometimes are the biggest support, and you can do it. Get that last rep. Like, that's what's really awesome about it, that I've enjoyed the most to see, and, like, encourages me to keep going. Like, everybody had to start somewhere, no matter where that point may be. We're all on a journey together.
Yeah, no, I really like how you say that too. And yeah, that's true too about the people that are some of the fitter people in a class. And especially, I mean, I can't say this for all gyms, especially probably more of your real big box gyms, like, you know, the big clubs where you're just checking in at the front desk and everybody's working out on their own thing. But when you come to a gym and everyone's doing the same program together and you're doing that program with that really fit person, like, I think that fit person is also equally motivated by you. Like, here's this person that's coming in, you know, obviously maybe they don't look like they've been exercising as much as that person has, and they see them struggling and pushing and trying to get through these things, and they were all there too at one point. Like, they feel that, and you know, being fit doesn't mean that it's easy for you. It just means that you're able to kind of push out a little bit farther. You're able to tolerate that. And that's part of what we get from training, is at least what I get from it. And I definitely see this with other people, that it's a mental training. Like, you're learning to tolerate stress. And in today's world, I mean, we're bombarded by stress with everything we do, right? So being able to have those training programs that are going to help build us up physically and mentally, especially the people around you.
Yeah, definitely. 100% agree with that.
What kind of goals did you have when you came to CoreFit?
I definitely had the typical, like, weight loss, but now it's like build muscle, lean body, and really, like, I've kind of gotten out of my head a little bit, you know, like, just thinking about, like, watching the scale drop. Like, I have seen so many changes in myself that are not scale related, and so that's so encouraging and so exciting just to see. You know, it's like I wear a shirt, I'm like, whoa, this looks so different on me than the last time I wore it. You know, or like getting to go out and go get new workout clothes because my old ones don't fit anymore. You know, like, they're too loose on me. So my goals have really shifted as I've kept coming here, but really working on getting techniques down, that's one of my biggest goals, and being able to perform these movements in a safe and effective way, so I can keep growing on top of that.
How is, like, the form that you've come into with classes and stuff, being able to learn techniques, were you able to actually learn things, or did you just get thrown into it and have to kind of figure things out as you went?
I mean, I'm learning on the go, you know, everybody's helping me and asking as many questions as I possibly can. A lot of the technique, like, I'm an exercise science major, and so I've been through a lot of these mechanical kinesiology classes, and, like, I know how the body should move, and, like, I've seen these movements. So some of that is, like, okay, like, the mental side of it I can get, but then, you know, watching a coach do it, even some of the members are like, hey, like, I see you're doing this, so try this. It's just kind of learn on the go and with as much input as possible.
So you definitely had help kind of building those types of movements and figuring those out.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's really important to make sure that, yeah, when you come in, that's part of that intimidation factor, not knowing what you're doing or doing something brand new, and no one there is there to show you, or maybe no one there seems like they care whether you know what you know what you're doing.
No, and that, I don't get, like, the don't care whatsoever. I've never had that feeling in here, and that's probably, you know, like, the most encouraging part of it. Like, everybody in this room cares, whether it's the coach or the members. And it's like, everybody's looking out for each other. And so if somebody sees you're doing something wrong, they step in and take care of it and try to help you past it or find a modification for it as soon as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Well, now that you kind of got through a little bit of, like, where your goals were and how they've changed, well, what has changed in you during this time? Like, what kind of changes are you mentioning? Like, are you seeing, you're noticing your clothes fit different? Are you seeing movement on the scale? Or have you seen any other things, inches? And
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of changes. So since starting in September, I think I'm down like 12 pounds from being here at CoreFit. And that was on top of almost 30 pounds on top of that before I came to CoreFit. So this has just been really awesome to see those added effects. I'm also seeing some like little baby muscles growing in. So that's really exciting. But the inches also, and just, I take pictures a lot. Like sometimes I feel silly because I'm like, well, I want to get a new picture like this week. Like, but you can see those little differences so much with a picture. That's just kind of like, that's the physical side of it. But like mentally, like I feel so much better about myself. Like I know my mood's better. I know I have more energy throughout my days. Like my days are crazy long and busy, but I'm making it through it. Like I love coming here in the morning, starting my day off with a good workout, because then it's just like, it's such a lasting effect throughout the day. And my self-confidence, like that has really increased. Like I just feel good about myself, and I love talking to people about it now and continually being encouraged by people here too. You know, like the little comments like, hey, you're looking great today. You're doing so much better. Like it's so encouraging.
Yeah, I can definitely say that, you know, it's been amazing to see your changes in here firsthand. And sometimes it's hard for someone to see that in themselves because it is a gradual process. You know, you're talking about losing ounces a day, and over accumulation of, you know, a month to 2 months where we're at now, that you've seen this gradual change every day. You don't notice this as much. So if you're taking pictures like Emily mentioned, you can really see that difference. Or the other place you're going to see it, and we always recommend our clients that this is a really good way of measuring it, is how are your clothes fitting? And that's been something I know we've had conversations about getting some, different shirts or something that you didn't.
Smaller sizes.
Yeah.
It's
exactly. A whole new category of sizes you're shopping in now. So that's amazing.
Or like shirts that I wore like my freshman year of college. This fits again. So that's super exciting.
Yeah. And, you know, and not to take away too that, you know, you're a college student. I don't know if people out there that are in their 40s and 50s that are watching this and they're thinking, well, oh yeah, she's young, she's a student. But you're as busy as my clients that are running, you know, corporations. So you are starting the day at what time?
4 o'clock is when I wake up every day.
4 a.m. She's at the gym at 5 a.m. And then you're at your job at...
So yeah, I'm here at CoreFit for 3.5 hours in the morning, and then I go to work. I usually work, I have two jobs really. I work about 9 to noon for one of them, and then I have a couple classes throughout the day, and then I go to work from about 2 to 6 for my other job. And then I guess I throw a third job on there. I'm an anatomy TA also, so I teach anatomy classes to students once a week. Wow. So that's a couple hours. So I usually get home around like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So
going to school, doing your classes, working two different jobs, and the TA job, starting the day at 4 a.m. and not getting home until you said 6:07?
6:37.
Yeah, and then going to bed an hour after that. And somehow getting food in there, and healthy food at that, if you're having progress, right? So how have you been able to get the diet stuff going? What kind of stuff do you do for nutritional planning?
So I really have to meal prep because I don't have breaks in my day. I don't have time. You know, this was one of my biggest things, is that I hit a downfall in my college career, you know, where I got super busy and I had a crazier schedule than this, you know, and lots of stress, lots of hard classes. And I had it in my head. I was like, okay, like I'm just going to run by fast food because it's fast. It's convenient. It's not, it's so expensive. Like, first of all, my bank account is thanking me, but also like, I just feel so much better. And like, I cut those cravings out. Like I don't crave them anymore, but I meal prep every Sunday. And I try to find recipes, you know, halfway through the week that are halfway decently easy, you know, like there's not a whole lot to them, but they still have a lot, you know, put a lot of seasonings in them to where they have a lot of good flavor, getting into those crock pot meals, so they're pretty easy now.
Yeah.
This last couple of weeks, like I'm trying to spend less than like $40 to $50 on my meals. And so I'll prep two different types of meals. So I have lunches and dinners throughout the week, and usually do some
$40 to $50 for a whole week?
For a whole week.
Wow, yeah.
$40 to $50. So I try to find recipes that are similar, you know, like a couple bases that are shared, you know, like if I'm gonna do like a chicken type meal or maybe do some like turkey. But I try to put them in both recipes if I can. But I really changed it up. Like I have not repeated meals yet. Like I'm trying to find new ones. Pinterest has really been helpful
nice.
For that.
Yeah.
Just trying to look at, you know, quick, easy meal prep ideas is really where I go from. I'm like, that sounds good, and why not try it? That's kind of my biggest thing. Like, I used to be really picky about my food, and so now I'm like, well, just try it. Like, you never know if you're gonna like it or not like it unless you try it. So
yeah, oh my gosh, so those last 2 minutes or so are just full of gold right there. You guys want to rewind and go back and listen. I'm sure what Emily said had really resonated with a lot of you guys. And it's the idea, like, okay, so she has, you know, taken leaps and bounds against 90% of the people I see, where what she said is that workload just got so overwhelming, health goes out the window, and all we're thinking about is getting our task, our job done. Especially when you add in family, and you've got kids, you've got a spouse, and you've got a job, and all those work demands, all those things driving you. We forget about ourselves for decades. Decades. And that's why a lot of the people that we see here are in their 40s and 50s year olds, because they're finally getting to the chance, and maybe where the kids are starting to leave the house and they're getting that moment for themselves again, and they're thinking about, wow, what do I do with this extra minute that I have? And they're starting to realize retirement's coming, their health, maybe they're seeing those things from their doctors. So what Emily talked about is one thing, the meal prep. I think that busy life schedule definitely requires some sort of meal prepping. Just like you schedule everything else in your life right now, you've got to schedule that time on your weekend for your meal prep, or whenever that's going to be most appropriate for you. And then coming up with the ideas, like Emily said, a $40 to $50 budget for food and doing good at it is amazing. Clean, simple, easy stuff. Like you said, chicken, turkey, and then crock pot stuff. Crock pot is easy, right? You just take it, put it in your crock pot, and throw in some vegetables if you want, frozen vegetables, whatever, however you want to do it. Put the lid on it, leave your house. 8 hours later, it's all ready.
Yes.
So, exactly. Yeah, what an easy way. That just takes a few minutes of throwing food in there. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to be a good cook, and you can crock pot. And that one crock pot meal lasts you how long?
More than a week, usually, as depending how much I put in, you know. But for sure, the week is what I try to plan for, because, you know, and that's...
So 10 to 15 minutes of prepping to get that stuff in the crock pot. The crock pot does all the work for you. And all you have that meals, at least a meal a day or something, is set up for the entire week now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's so easy to grab it and go, and all you need is to heat it up later on, so...
Another good tip too, Emily mentioned, I want to re-highlight, was the variety idea. Now, when people are starting this, I don't recommend that they need to have a lot of variety in their foods just to make it as easy for them to do. But if you don't switch it up, you get burned out. And then you start falling back to other easy options that are, you know, kind of ingrained habits that are still there in your past. So don't let yourself go too long on that same meal. If you have gone, you know, if you're starting to feel that hint of like, I'm not looking forward to this meal, you need to switch it up and throw something else in there.
Yeah. And I think, like, I've had some people that are like, oh, like, you eat the same thing all week long, but I don't know if it's just a mental thing, but I'm like, well, if I have, you know, this meal for lunch today, I'll have it for dinner tomorrow. Like, I'll just flip-flop them back and forth.
Totally.
Honestly, like, 5 days, like, is not a lot. Like,
yeah.
And then, you know, come up with something different that has some different flavors. Like, I have gone from all ranges of the spectrum, from, you know, trying to be like some, like, Chinese type variations, some Mexican style, some Italian, like, throw it all in there and mix it up, and that's the best.
Then you're getting a lot of different tastes, a lot of different flavors, keeping that variety.
Well, and trying different things, like, and especially with seasonings, like, that's one of my downfalls too, is like, you know, salt, pepper, garlic, you know, that was kind of my go-tos. And so finding some of these recipes that maybe call for some different flavor, I'm like, oh, like, that's what that flavor, like, that's kind of cool to find that, and seeing what I like, and also just broadening my foods in general. Like, I feel like I eat relatively broad range as far as, like, vegetables and whatnot, but there's still some that I'm like, I haven't tested those waters yet.
Eventually, right?
Eventually, yeah, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a nice, slow-moving progress. And that's something, too, like, it doesn't have to be all right now. If we can just do a little better today or a little better tomorrow, then that's better than we did the previous 2 days. That's improvement. And if you can keep that going, you know, 4% improvement every single day, you can make, you know, tremendous gains over the course of the long haul. But when you're so stuck on, I don't know where to go, it's all too confusing, that's 0% improvement. in the next months. And when you're stagnant, often stagnanticity breeds downfall. You end up going backwards, or that's where that weight gain accumulates over the years.
That was definitely like my problem. So last spring I really focused on this as well, and then I was really sticking to the same recipes over and over, and I was really getting burnt out. And so that was one of the things that I knew I needed to change up, was like finding new recipes. And I don't know if I just wasn't broadening my search, or I just had this idea like, okay, meal prep, I do some chicken, do some veggies, do, I don't know, something else like quinoa or whatever, you know, something, throw it in there. And that was really what my meals consisted of. And so it really, it hit a downfall real easy. I also try to keep like snacks on me, you know, pack some like celery sticks and some peanut butter, or pack an apple or a banana, like try to keep something healthy on me, so that if I do get to that point in the day where it's like, you know, you're not really hungry, but you start to think about it. And so then at least I have something to cover myself, and I'm not, you know, running to go grab something that's not so good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this has all been awesome stuff. I really appreciate you coming on today. And being our first guest on this official podcast. We have actually had several Facebook Live interviews that we've put out there. So if you go to our Core Fitting Facebook page, you can scroll back. We've actually had some really good stuff. We had John Gilbert on about motivational interviewing and getting yourself built up, and how you get to the point where you're ready to tackle these goals and stay focused. But yeah, I loved having you on today, and I really look forward for you guys coming up in the future. We've got some interviews with some amazing Spartan racers, talk about their journey. We've got interviews with Therese Martinez, our registered dietitian, who a lot of the recipe ideas I know we've talked about have come from what she's putting together there at her dietitian practice that she does. We've got interviews coming up with our boxing instructor that'll be heading that Boxing for the Holidays program. So if you have any questions in the meantime, you have episodes you want to see, things you want answered, shoot us an email at info@corefitinc.com, and we'd love to get your questions answered on our next upcoming podcast. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.